The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And as I said before, on the line I have Miss Diane Henderson, President of the Olympic Committee. As we talk about Olympic Day and the preparation for the Olympics by Trinidad and Tobago. So I'd like to welcome you to Freedom 106.5 FM. Miss Henderson, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I am well.
Good morning, good morning. So tell me, how did you get involved in this to be the president of the Olympic Committee? Were you a sports person? How you got involved in this?
That's a yeah, well, you know, I have been doing sports ever since my young days in primary school.
Mm-hmm.
I went to swimming classes and dance, and then I also did track and field during school and high school. I did it before, and subsequently went on to distance running.
Mm-hmm.
And some middle distance track, took on cycling, and came back to swimming and triathlon. So, and in between that time, I was volunteering and doing youth events with Trinidad and Tobago Youth Runners Club, as well as started also with the administration, the Triathlon Federation, since in the early 90s. So that was the beginning, and I also was a technical official with the NCA, as also was part of the NCA's committee.
Mm-hmm.
So since ever, I have been involved in sports throughout my life. And sorry, and so with the Olympic Committee, in 2013, I was elected to a position. And then in second term, I went on to vice president, and that brought me to the president's position.
And from your experience, how do you think the Trinidad and Tobago team has been doing in preparation for the Olympics?
You know, I think that, to be honest, this, and you know, everybody says it, and you think that it becomes a broken record, but it does, did and does have an impact, mm-hmm. and that's COVID-19. This short term as well, just remember that we lost on the 6th of 2021, so that was 3 years ago, and, you know, we even the qualifiers, we've noticed that in all the qualifiers, all the there's a lot of uncertainty of who is really. There are a lot of people who are being the number one or coming through above the expected people. They have the one or two, of course, that are still there. So, you know, the Trinidad and Tobago team is no different. We have our own challenges where there was a transition. So this transition of old to new, and it takes so many years for the new athletes, the younger athletes, to actually achieve their level of performance. I mean, not sure that we've reached that as yet. So, you know, only those that you realize that have been doing it for a good 5-6 years or close to the 8 years that consistently that you can see that coming to fruition.
So it's been a lot of trial and error, really, to get these different pieces together to form a really strong team that could represent us at the Olympics then. In terms of, like, well, you just talked about the understanding of the rankings for different sports and so on. What kind of framework and how is it that the young people do get themselves involved in these games?
That's a positive. You have to go there and compete.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so difficult. You can't compete in Trinidad to get around. And you have to go outside there, meet the competition, train to, when you see where you are at, then you go back and you train, and then you come back and compete again.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand your craft, your position, what is good, right and wrong for you. You can't follow anybody. And it's only when you find out about knowing yourself as an athlete, it's actually be out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only way you find out is to be under the conditions and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't always happen for us. Sometimes, you know, a team goes to a competition or somebody goes to a competition, but the next one is next 5 months or mm-hmm. the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just doesn't cut it in these days and times. And then in the support that they require, behind the scenes, you know, the sports science and the entire psychological and mental, and so there's a whole circle of support that that athlete requires.
And well, I was now about to ask, like, how our athletes are supported and funded. Is it an easy task to get that funding and support, or is it a difficult one?
I think it's much more readily available now than it was in the past. The Ministry of Sport and Community Development has made it quite clear about the grants that they provide and the process to get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think athletes are now more aware. And they should be asking the questions they do. The St. Andrew Olympic Committee and Commonwealth Games Association, you know, also has been through this grant, and the Welsh Paralympics as well as the IOC have that facility to support the elite athletes as well as some other athletes trying for particular performances. And then we have the Athlete Welfare and Preparation Fund, which is now called the Gold Foundation, which Brian started some time ago. And I can't remember if it's 2016 or 15, sorry,
mm-hmm.
by doing the walk in the Toronto International Marathon and, you know, to raise funds so mm-hmm. that we can better be able to support those athletes that come and request for support.
And from that, what kind of, well, what are the events that Trinidad and Tobago are carded to take place in France's edition of the Olympics?
Right, the events depend on the team that we have, and that's not yet fully completed, because as you know, the N3ATT, their national championships is this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and we're calling everybody to come out and support the athletes and cheer on very loudly to give them the best opportunity to do their best time.
Mm-hmm.
So the disciplines, obviously, we previously in the World Relay qualified for the 4x1 women and the 4x4 men. Unfortunately, unless the 4x1 men team does a really great time this weekend, we may not see that place.
Mm-hmm.
Which
would be a disappointment, because we've been making headway within track and field, especially with the men's teams.
Well, the men's 4x1. Mm-hmm. They also have the 4x4. But yes, of course, it is always a disappointment not for that that history to be continued. But then that means that we have to go back to the table and work harder. And because we know we can do it. We know we have it. We just need to put in the work. It cannot be straight through at 16. You mm-hmm. have to be planning to be in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to do to get there? Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of these youngsters are now in university, and we have to look at the and this is more N3's responsibility, but with discussions, we could come to the best, opportunity for the young athletes to be able to aspire to the highest levels. So, but in swimming, we expect to see Dylan Carter in the 50 and 100 free. We have a young athlete that Yuri Ferguson, I think he just ran in Tizikan over the weekend, so we can look for her. Cycling, we know we have Nicholas Paul, God spare, he would be able to do his best in the sprints of Karen. But those are all off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
We have to still ensure that the final selections go in the first week of July, as required by the Olympic Committee of Paris Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, then we will have that final list. In the athletics, we know we have Doreen and Keaton and Michelle, and we hope for... we would really, really hope for a few more to make some time weekend.
Yeah, because we don't have much time. Friday, July the 26th is the first day.
Yes, of course. No, but that's not it. They don't have much time because this weekend is the deadline. That's the qualifier.
Right.
You have to finish by this weekend. After next week, that's it. It's closed.
Right. Okay. So now I'm now understanding. So there's a pre-time to qualify for those...
For every sport, every discipline.
So I guess from this experience, we, as you said, go back to the table to really, create a working timeline so that, you know, there wouldn't be such a squeeze and a crunch to find the teams. Now, in terms of other sports, are there any new sports that you, you know of that would be added to the Olympics for 2024?
No. Swimming, cycling, and athletics are those that we anticipate that would be going to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. All right, and any other last-minute question?
Well, no, well, requests. I can't go without talking about our celebrations for the Olympic Day that went on Friday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's so tied into the whole idea of Olympics. The Olympic Day was 76 years ago, was developed by Pierre de Coubertin,
mm-hmm.
and we celebrated that for 2 days. Friday was the 300 students from schools all over Trinidad and Tobago, as far as beach in the east central. And we had at least 18 sports that came out and creatively engaged the young people. You know, they were so, it was so phenomenal and worked out the best in the young people. They were so interested and had good, fun morning. And it was an opportunity to build those skills and experiences that those young people will probably wish to now choose to do sport,
mm-hmm.
and be inspired to carry on and make a difference. On Sunday, we just had the Olympic relay, which was held in the 1990s,
mm-hmm.
and last year we brought it back, and this year we have it for the week done second time. And we had at least 31 teams, approximately 20 or 21 athletic and 10 sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really highly contested because the top three teams exchanged hands at least three times in the last relay. So that was really also, you know, so we had Didier Chabert, the ambassador of France to the Antebigo, who started the race first.
Mm-hmm.
And P.G. Crawford was there on Friday to sign the Paris Trinidad and Tobago banner and inspire the kids taking photos, and so that it was really, really a great weekend of activities for Olympic Day.
Mm-hmm.
Going into Paris, you know, we recently revealed that we have an opening ceremony parade wear, and that is with the Hideout Clothing, who are stationed, who have a store in Le Marais in Paris, a very high-profile area. And we hope to be being able to showcase what that wear is later on this week. So you can look out for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited, and going into Paris, you know, there's into Olympics, you know, there's always some excitement. But we are excited to see the different initiatives that the ISC and the LOC of Paris Olympics in sustainability and the urban areas, and plus there's equity in the women and men,
mm-hmm.
in the Olympics for the first time, equal females as men.
So is it that they'll be putting on a cultural exposition as well? Because I know from previous Olympic presentations, we've had like representatives of the different pieces of culture come together. Would that be happening as well for Paris?
No, not. If you mean the opening ceremony, no, there's no time to really do that. What we did have on occasion, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was Gold Coast, we had some costumes, some of the athletes wear costumes to showcase our culture. And I think maybe previously in one of the Olympics, I remember we did something. Or if I can't bring that. But this year, that is not particularly planned. I think there are a little bit more restrictions in Paris. So we are unable to do that. On this side, I'm not sure what others are doing. I'm sure there's quite a bit of activity outside of the village and the venue,
mm-hmm.
Where initiatives are being held. And those would be easy for, like, me to go to, but not the athlete to. The athlete, you know, would be in the village and would be focused on their sport and their competition.
Well, Ms. Henderson, thank you so much for taking the time and coming to speak to us on the preparations for the Trinidad and Tobago Olympic team. And I wish them best of luck for Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Can you repeat one more time where the events will be this weekend so that TNT can come out and support?
Yes. So we have N3A, National Administration for Athletics. I may have the Association for Athletics Administration. At the Hazel Crawford Stadium, National Stadium. And I think it's 4 o'clock on Friday evening, correct me if I'm wrong, and 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. So all evenings, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can head to the National Stadium and take in some good athletics. Support the athletics just the same way we support football.
Yes, and come out in their numbers. And if let's say that there are people who are willing to donate towards the Olympic team preparing for that trip and so on, how do they get in touch with the Olympic Committee to do that?
Please contact our office on 104 Woodford Street, Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago Olympic Committee. The numbers are available online. And you could check our website. There is link or the bank account information on the website as well. So you can do that or you can give us a call and we can help guide you in the process.
Thank you so much, Ms. Henderson, for taking the time and good luck to the team.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So TNT, you heard it. Same way we support football, come out and support the Olympic team, track and field. We remember our greats like Atto Bolden and it's in the papers. Atto Bolden and Snoop Dogg had a charity run. Guess who win?
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.